All of you have in your bulletin this morning an insert, and on the very back of the insert are the prayer requests. And please keep these people in your prayer this week. Hold them up. And I have a couple to add to that. The first one is Teresa Gatliff's nephew passed away. His name was Wesley Martin, and we ask that you'd hold the Gatliff family up in prayer, continue to hold them up in prayer, and we ask God's blessings on you. We also have another prayer request for a son who says he's giving up and he is suffering from depression. His parents are concerned that he might harm himself, so we will definitely hold him up in prayer. God knows our thoughts, and we'll keep him in our thoughts and in our prayers. We also have some cards to read. There's a thank you to the wonderful women who provided lunch for our family after my mother Jan Smith's memorial service on Saturday, November 15th. It is with heartfelt appreciation and gratitude for the hours spent preparing, serving, and clearing up after our delicious meal. After a very cold service at Drake Harbor, it was so nice to come inside to a nice warm meal that and just to visit and catch up with family. Thank you so much. You are all a blessing to our church. God bless you all. And another note from the family of Marianne Hunt. They would like to thank the brothers and sisters of First United Methodist Church. Your prayers and support during this time of loss has been overwhelming. We would like to give a special thanks to Reverend Dirks, Idella Arthur, Deanna Shockman, and Cynthia Bollinger for the wonderful memorial service. Let's bow our heads in a word. Sure. Yes.
Love. Oh, you want me talking then? I'm not a professional.
There's people out there in the radio land that want to hear you.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm sorry. I just want to thank you personally for all of the cards, the flowers, the food, everything that you've done. Each one of you here in this church has touched our life in some way this past week. And I don't know, it'll probably take me a month before I ever get thank you notes out. And if I don't get a thank you note to you, it's not because I didn't appreciate it, because we certainly did. There's right close to $1,000 in the scholarship fund. And I just thank each one of you for that, because that's going to go on as a memorial to some of these young people up here in this balcony that's providing our lunch today. Thank you.
Dennis.
Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for another beautiful fall day. We come here to worship you. We want you to know we love and adore you for your mercy and your grace and all the wonderful things you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, that you're the same today as you were yesterday, and you always will be. We know that today you can heal us and that you can lift up our spirits. You are able and capable of meeting every need. We ask that you'd be with all the sick and hurting among us, and that you would bless and protect, give them strength, comfort, increase all of our faith, Lord, in you. We just ask that you'd be with each one. Be with us now as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.